When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
All right. Let me preface this by genuinely telling you that this is not a political rant on my part. It's not a political thing. But there is a story out of New Zealand that fully proves why the government does not need to be in charge of so much of the stuff on which we depend in life. The government needs to stay out of things that the government doesn't know anything about and stop trying to run everything. And I don't care whether they're Democrats running the government or good people running the government. The government needs to stay out of people's lives in U.S. America or you end up with stuff like this in New Zealand. There were, I think, about 100,000 people in this New Zealand area who had no power the other day. The power companies and all are run by the government. They're government power companies. Okay. And they had sent three of their workers. This is a proper use of the term worker. They work for the government. And they were doing a routine maintenance deal on, you know, when you see those huge towers that are electrical towers, yep. And they have lines that go from one to the other. Big metal towers, like they're shaped like the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
you see them everywhere.
We call them high line. Yeah. One to the next, to the next, mm-hmm.
And so, what happened was they went out there to work on this thing, and that thing is bolted into cement because it's so heavy and everything, and it's bolted into that. And whatever they had to do to work on it, well, they had to loosen those bolts a little bit to where it was. Well, they weren't thinking about it, and all three of them just got on, you know, one corner or whatever of the tower and just took off the bolts. Well, when three of four feet, you know, that are bolted, yeah, into the concrete are unbolted, guess where that goes?
One way.
To the ground. Just ripped it, everything to the ground. Just boom.
Oops. You're telling me all those people, nobody said, hang on, guys, we can't undo all these at once.
No, guess not. So there it goes. Boom. I picture them racing each other and going, I'm going to get mine up first. Yeah. Oh, you're not. I got it.
And there's a moment in any type of instance like that where, as it starts to happen,
mm-hmm,
when you realize, oh, wait a minute, but there's nothing you can do. And right, that's the worst moment. It's that when the realization hits you like, oh, wait. Too late. Here we go.
But I don't understand what they were doing as maintenance that would have to take those bolts up anyway. Yeah. Were you just trying to even them out like a table leg at a restaurant? You put, yeah, a napkin under one leg?
What the hell is that? I bet those bolts are huge, too.
They've got to be big.
Yeah. But, I mean, really just to the ground.
Wow.
Right now they're having to do investigations into, you know, what happened. Well, what happened was you got three idiots that went out there, yeah, to do something.
Here's your investigation. You pull them in and go, what the hell are, yeah, you thinking? What are you doing? That was one of the things I learned as a kid. If you're lost or you get in the woods, you know, never cross the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find a high line, follow it.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. It'll take, yeah, you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we had a bunch of them around my house. We'd go riding bikes and three wheelers on the woods. Like my dad always taught me, if you ever get lost, when you hit a high line, just follow that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the high lines though, where we grew up, they're giant wooden poles that, kind of look like, They're just spaced out, and then they have the other part in the middle that connects like creosote poles and stuff, like telephone poles they used to call them. And then that would go for miles and whatnot. And you could go and set up a deer stand on the edge of the woods that faced that lane where the high line was, and they called that hunting the high line.
Mm.
And when a deer stepped out there to eat the grass in the opening, you just put the meat on the ground right there. Put that meat on the ground.
They're exposed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised New Zealand has power, quite honestly, the whole time.
I know.
They have power in New Zealand?
They have some pretty, you know, like they have two pretty big cities in New Zealand.
Auckland.
Yeah, I don't know how big Auckland is. It might be just...
Whatever that city they show in New Zealand on, I think it's Down for Love, the Netflix show where people living with Down syndrome are looking for mates. It's beautiful. It's right there on the harbor.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's Auckland, probably so expensive to live there, though.
Auckland's about as big as Charlotte, 1.6 million people, when the next biggest city has 470,000. So they got one big city.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing.
Well, I mean, it's not that big. It's about as big as the entire state of North Carolina, I believe, if that.
Yeah. I think, you know, easily Oklahoma could beat the hell out of it in a war.
You went to war with Oklahoma. And Oklahoma won. I believe it.
What is the difference? And I know... I'm not saying this just to aggravate people. What is the difference between the New Zealanders and the Australian people? I mean, as far as the way they act and their traditions and stuff like that, is there a difference?
I don't know.
They call them Kiwis, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And their accent is similar but different?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, how, if you're around one Australian guy and one New Zealand guy, and you go, oh, man, that is, you can tell that's the New Zealander. Or that's the Australian, like when they're doing something stupid.
Yeah, all I'm finding is the differences between the countries, like the accent is a little different. Nobody cares. This doesn't have anything about how they live.
Right, because there's a clear personality difference between a Southerner and a Northwestern person, from someone from the Great Northwest.
I think
are they just okay, Northwest?
I think New Zealanders are a little more laid back in general.
Really?
I think so.
You mean they don't fight as much?
Yeah.
Because an Aussie will want to fight at the drop of a hat.
If you don't drink a Guinness or whatever, they'll get you, or whatever they drink.
Guinness.
Yeah. They drink Coors Light, Rob.
Foster's.
No, they don't drink Foster's.
They don't?
No. Not when we were in Australia, they would make fun of people for drinking Foster's. I think their number one beer, back then it was Victoria Bitter was the number one beer. Because they explained it to me like it was the Budweiser of Australia, like meaning it sells in Australia like Budweiser sells in U.S. America. And then I would say, well, I wouldn't hit a dog in the ass with a Budweiser.
Yeah. Well, nice try.
So let me try something else, sir.
Victoria Bitter is still on their list of best-selling, with their number one now is Great Northern Super Crisp Lager. That's way too long of a name.
Great Northern Super Crisp Lager.
I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
We tried a craft beer the other night that it was one of those where they didn't have normal people beer, and I said, you know, the closest you have to a Miller Lite. And he brought it out there, and it was like drinking kerosene. I was like, oh, my God.
Really? Oof.
Yeah.
Did it look like a Miller Lite?
Yeah, it wasn't all cloudy and all that, like some of those IPAs are. Aren't they the ones that they call them hazy, you know, where you can't see through them and all? They look like they got milk floating in them or something.
Oh, my eyes are burning.
Ugh. Yeah. It's like, get those flames away from me from those candles, because I know I just drank some kerosene. It is just awful. Oh.
Do you finish it or you send it back?
Oh, no. But Michael will drink it. Handsome husband Michael drink any of it. He doesn't care. He'll say, no, I mean, I didn't like it, but it was beer.
There you go.
Don't want to waste it.
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.